This week marks 1 year since a homeless New Yorker was choked to death by a fellow subway rider. 30-year-old Jordan Nearly was a known Michael Jackson impersonator. WNYC's Karen Yee reports the aftermath of the incident is reinvigorating a dormant bill in the state legislature that would make attacks against the unhoused a hate crime.
I just picked this up. I just found it on the shelf.
What is it?
Elements of Wit.
Philip Malbranche spends most of his days at the Queens Public Library. He reads nonfiction and works on his writing projects.
I have been homeless for most of the past 25 years. I spend a lot of time studying my situation and writing about it.
Malbranche wears thick-rimmed glasses and speaks with the cadence of a professor. He says even when he slept on the streets or in shelters, he always had books. And one day when he was reading a book in French on a Brooklyn park bench, he says he was attacked by a group of teen boys.
He struck me in the same place in the back of my neck, repeatedly. I expected to pass out because I had begun already to see stars.
His shoes were off, and he says he looked unkempt, which he thinks made him a target. The punching stopped when a passerby intervened.
I don't remember if I kept the book. But the shoes, when I pulled away, I put them back on. I didn't take the time to lace them. And I walked away with the laces flailing. That's a salient memory. The laces flailing.
Malbranche now has a housing voucher and lives in a single room. But he says he understands how important it is to make sure there are consequences for violence against homeless people. He's pushing state lawmakers to make homeless individuals a protected class, just like other racial, ethnic, or religious groups. Known as the Homeless Protection Act, the measure would make it a hate crime to attack a homeless person.
It confers a measure of dignity. It recognizes their plight. And it sort of intimates that it's not their fault.
State Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal introduced the measure in 2013, but it's languished every year since. Proponents of the bill hope there's renewed urgency. Following Jordan Neely's killing a year ago, the Marine Corps veteran charged with his death will go to trial later this year. Neely, who was black, was a 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator who had performed on the subway for years. Last May, he started yelling on the train, complaining of hunger, saying he was tired and ready to die. That scared passengers, prompting fellow writer Daniel Penny to intervene. He put Neely in a chokehold and killed him. The incident was captured on video, going viral and spurring protests. Nicole McVinue is the policy director for the housing nonprofit Urban Pathways. She says Neely's death shows why the bill is needed. It wouldn't just add tougher penalties for crimes motivated by bias against homeless people, but also change how New Yorkers perceive them.
If Jordan had a different identity and was doing the same thing, would the same action have played out? If Jordan Neely was wearing a suit, if Jordan Neely was a white person, if he didn't appear homeless, would somebody have said, wow, this person really needs help?
The bill would also require attacks against homeless people to be included in the state's annual hate crime report. Advocates say that would better capture how often homeless people are victims. Most attacks aren't reported to police or in the media.
When you see people talking to themselves, that's a form of stress.
Richard Jarrett spent a decade on the streets and says he understands homeless people can make others uncomfortable, like he might have when he hung around Grand Central Station most nights.
When you don't get breaks in life, like somebody give you a break, you're going to rebel. So these people, they don't get breaks in their life. They always are the wrong end of the stick. You're going to be fearful when you see these people.
Studies show homeless people are more often the victims of crime than the perpetrators of it. And Jared says most homeless people, even those who are having a bad day, just need a little help. Karen Yee, WNYC News.